Meltdown, you're someone I would not picture in the Bob Dylan fan club.
You know, I saw Bob Dylan last summer, and I thought the show was, it was okay, but you know what really bothered me about the show, Ann? His stage was a mess. I don't know why his stage was a mess. Wires and microphones and stuff all over the place.
Well, I saw him over the summer as well, and I don't even think he was singing his songs. He was more talking through them.
Wait, were we at the same show?
I'm not sure. The one with Willie Nelson?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he insisted on singing the standards, and then when he got around to his own songs, it was though he couldn't even get through the words. It was just, I was really disappointed. But you may find that you are a Bob Dylan fan once he releases his signature line of whiskey, Meltdown.
Yeah, his Heaven's Door whiskey. And what's funny about this is, I guess, two of the executives were somewhat puzzled in some of his comments about the whiskey samples he had tasted. He said, it should feel like being in a wood structure. <What's> what? I'm wondering if it should be in a wood structure.
What do you mean, like an outhouse?
I don't know. It's like, can you imagine Bob Dylan? It should feel like it's in a wood structure. It's like, what? What is that even supposed to mean?
Well, so, it's named after his iconic tune, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
I thought they should have named it The Times They Are A-Chuggin'. But you don't really chug whiskey.
No.
Perhaps blowing chunks in the wind, no? How about, I got it. Tangled Up in Booze. There you go. Should have been the name of his whiskey.
Well, they've got a straight rye, a double barrel whiskey, and a Tennessee bourbon.
Okay.
So you could probably submit the names of those.
I will.
Yeah.
I think there's some place I can do that?
So yeah,
I'll do that.
I'm sure. I'm sure if you just tweet Bob, he'll get a hold of that. But he's partnered with the co-founders of bourbon maker Angel's Envy.
Yes. I know Wesley Henderson.
So. And so I am not a whiskey drinker, but I am told that Angel's Envy is one of the best whiskeys ever.
That's great stuff. Sales of American whiskey, by the way, grew 52% over the last 5 years, $3.5 billion sales in 2017.
And that was just from your household alone.
I'm sure I contributed to a little bit of that. So, anyways, hey, coming up later on today, we've got your chance to go check out Jonathan Davis. That's right around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's this Saturday.
This Saturday. There you go. So, and I know what you'll be getting me for Christmas next year.
Oh, is that right? It's a Bob Dylan whiskey. Well, don't wait. I mean, the Kentucky Derby is happening this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So you got to make those mint tuleps with a little bit of Bob Dylan bourbon.
Can't say I've ever had one, but we'll have to give it a shot this weekend.
Why not? And then you can wear your funny little Kentucky Derby hat, too.
Bet on the horses.
That's right. Meltdown's up now on the Riff.